Hi folks, welcome to the show. There are quite a few moments in life where it just gets so awkward, you know? Some of them even happen on a daily basis. For example, when you want to say no or disagree with someone, it could be a little troubling when deciding how to express what you think. Should I be soft or straightforward? Would it hurt other people's feelings if I say no? Would it be weird for me to say no? Well, first of all, always remember that there's nothing wrong with expressing your true feelings, even when you're saying no. So just don't forget to be polite when you say it. When you disagree with someone, you will want to do it in a way where you still show respect to the other person, even if you don't agree with their point of view. First of all, you've got to relax and calm down. Getting upset and raising your voice never helps with a conversation. Then make sure you listen to their opinion first, and don't interrupt them when they're talking. When it's your turn to speak, you could say, "I see what you mean, John, but in my opinion, we shouldn't have to pay for water. It should be free." Or you could say something like, "I understand where you're coming from, Jenny, but I think dogs in a park should always be on a leash." And if you're looking for a few other options, you could also say something like, that's interesting, but the way I see it, it would be better if we visit mom and dad before we go traveling. There are also a few things that you shouldn't say when you're having a conversation or discussion with someone, such as, "You're wrong," or something like, "I disagree with you," or, "You sound like an idiot." Okay, don't say that, all right? Don't say something so straightforward that would provoke the person you're talking to. Provoke means to make someone angry. As this saying goes, what you do not want done to yourself, don't do to others. And that, my friends, brings us to our sentence of the day. Here are a few things that you can say during this conversation that are extremely polite but still allow you to express your point of view. Once again, here are a few things that you can say during this conversation that are extremely polite but still allow you to express your point of view. Alright, let's look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, during. During. It means from the beginning to the end of a certain period. For example, you can say, "Don't speak during the meal." Don't speak when you're having a meal. Alright, number two, conversation. Conversation. It's a talk between two or more people. For example, you can say, "He got into conversation with his neighbor about the weather." He got into conversation with his neighbor about the weather. Number three, extremely. Extremely, which is a very large in amount or degree. Or you can also say very. Okay? For example, you can say, "I am extremely sorry for what I did." I'm very sorry. I'm extremely sorry for what I did. All right, number four, express. Express. All right, it means to show a feeling, opinion, or fact. "I would like to express my most sincere gratitude for your help." I would like to express my most sincere gratitude for your help. Gratitude means to thank someone very much. All right, last but not least, number five, point of view. Point of view. It is a way of considering something. It's an opinion, or you can say a viewpoint. Viewpoint. Okay? So from my point of view, I don't think that having fast food for dinner is a good idea. Once again, from my point of view, I don't think that having fast food for dinner is a good idea.